Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Before we take a look at the readings for today, I just want to encourage you once more to go to our website, renewalministries.net. You can see the books I've written, the CDs, the booklets, all the things that are available to you, as well as all of those by Ralph Martin and Peter Herbeck. They're all on our website. We form the basis of Renewal Ministries, and we've done over the years a great deal of writing and speaking, and all of that is available to you. So if you are listening to this program and you say, I want to learn more, I want to know more, take a look at the website, especially a lot of the writings that have been done by Ralph Martin on the saints, learning the lives of the saints, really learning how they followed Christ. It's very, very inspiring. And we've got CDs, we've got DVDs, we've got books. We just have a wide variety of avenues by which we're trying to bring the gospel. So I want to encourage you to go to the website, renewalministries.net. And if needed, you can listen to our radio program and you can see our television program as well from the website. So renewalministries.net. No need for capitals, no need for spaces, just renewalministries.net. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 8 to 14, and then verse 22. A new king who knew nothing of Joseph came to power in Egypt. He said to his subjects, "Look how numerous and powerful the people of the children of Israel are growing, more so than we ourselves. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them to stop their increase. Otherwise, in time of war, they too may join our enemies to fight against us and so leave our country." People are really, really burdened because they have kings, they're subject to authority, people who don't care about them at all. Here they are, people trying to get to the promised land, but all kinds of things have gone wrong because they have chosen, many times, they have chosen to do their own will rather than God's will. We're going to be talking about that some in the course of this week. Accordingly, taskmasters were set over the children of Israel to oppress them with forced labor. Thus they had to build for Pharaoh the supply cities of Pithom and Ramses. Yet the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. The Egyptians then dreaded the children of Israel and reduced them to cruel slavery, making life bitter for them with hard work in mortar and brick and all kinds of field work, the whole cruel fate of slaves. Often we become enslaved because we want to do our own will. We want our own happiness, and we want it now. And when we do that kind of thing, we end up often enslaved. What you want is you want God's will, God's way. And the more you choose that, the happier you will be. Even if you say, but what about, but what about, but am I going to lose this, what about? He is the pearl of great price. He is the treasure, infinite treasure. If you have him, you could not even begin to think of wanting something else. I mean that. He is the treasure. But he gave us a free will, and so we have the right to choose sometimes the treasures of this world in place of infinite treasure that satisfies every desire of the human heart. But it takes faith to make those choices because you can't see him. And because you can't see him, because you have no information from your senses, you think he's not there. This is just a story. It isn't, brothers and sisters. And the people of the Old Testament had to find that out. They wanted the riches and the treasure and the security of the promised land. But then they got tired. They got tired searching and seeking. They got tired walking. It was years. But it was years because they kept going in different directions. They didn't follow what God had asked them to do. And that kind of thing, we can't say, well, why couldn't they see better? Because we don't see any more clearly. We do the exact same thing. What we need to do is, again, ask for faith that our eyes can be fixed on Him and we can choose His will, His way. That is the surest, most definite way to eternal glory and to eternal joy, to eternal bliss. That's what God has for us. It's not a pipe dream. It's not a fairy tale. It's real. Ask God to give you the faith to believe. And so Pharaoh, then in probably one of his worst acts, commanded all his subjects, throw into the river every boy that is born to the Hebrews, but you may let all the girls live. They could use the girls as slave labor. They wanted to get rid of the boys because they would grow into young men and they would propagate, and he didn't want that to happen. So he was destroying a race of people, or attempting at least to do so. Psalm 124, our help is in the name of the Lord. Is your help in the name of the Lord? Do you turn to Him? Do you say, Jesus, help me? Jesus, show me the way. Jesus, I depend on You. Jesus, I look to You first, last, and always. Help me. Do you not think He will hear your prayer? It's not magic. It's based on a relationship. And if you're repenting of your sin and seeking to draw closer to Him, He will hear you and He will answer you. We just want immediate answers. But God wants us to grow in faith so that we can follow Him no matter how dark it is, with confidence, like the martyrs have done, the saints have done. That's what God wants from us. So we have to ask Him to increase our faith. We can't increase our faith. But we can ask Him to increase our faith and to tell Him if He gives us that grace, or as He gives us that grace, we will cooperate. We've rejected a lot of grace from God because we didn't like the package it came in. We didn't like what was being asked. And because there wasn't immediate satisfaction, we discarded it. And then we wonder why we're not happy. So pay heed here, brothers and sisters. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us. The torrent would have swept over us. Blessed be the Lord who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. God rescued them. He came and helped them. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Is that where your confidence is? Is that where your security is, in the Lord? It needs to be. That's the only safe place. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. So when you're persecuted, you're doing the right thing and you're persecuted for doing the right thing, you are receiving the ticket, so to speak, that will give you entrance to the kingdom of heaven for all eternity. It's hard. I know it's hard, but look at the reward. Sometimes it's important to look ahead. Look at the reward and put your faith in the One who loves you more than anyone ever could. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 to the first verse of chapter 11. Jesus said to His apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household." Brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that God set it up this way. It means that His message of salvation requires a decision on our part and requires a yes on our part to follow Him. And you know, you really have to do that. Lord, I accept Your kingdom. I accept its ways. I accept its priorities. I accept its commandments. You need to do that. Get your will in line, because it's going to bear tremendous fruit. Don't be misled. And many, many people today are. So what the Lord is saying here is that when we make that kind of decision, it often causes conflict in relationships, even the closest relationships. And you can feel like all this stress and difficulty, it's not worth it. We just want to get things resolved. We just want peace back. But if the difficulty is because we are following the Lord and members of our family, close friends, sometimes the very closest friends have become our enemies. If that kind of thing is going on in your life, don't be discouraged by it. Because if you're following the Lord and this is the effect on your friends, then pray for them and they too will change. Pray for them every day. But it is true, when you make that kind of decision to put yourself in line with Christ, sometimes you have people in opposition with you who are your closest friends or your family. It's hard. But Jesus says that's what you have to be willing to do. Not because he wants dissension, but because he wants you to stand. As more and more people can see you standing faithful, they will be drawn to be faithful. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. What Jesus is saying is, in even the closest of relationships, we've got to choose God and his ways over the things that the people we love the most are asking of us. Got to choose to follow him. He doesn't want enmity, but it can cause that in the beginning until we pray for our friends and our relatives to change. So it is hard. Come on. It has an eternal reward to it. And you may bring about the salvation of many right in your family because you remain faithful to God. Whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. This means that there, when we're around the poor, it can be the smallest of actions, cup of cold water or whatever. And even if it's just that, but you do it because you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, because you want to follow him, because you want his love given to those who are in need, then he says, you will surely not lose your reward. God sees the smallest and the tiniest things. Our job as disciples is to get our priorities clear. What am I committed to? Who am I? If I am a Christian, if I am truly a Christian, if I am truly Catholic, my life should reflect that. Not because I'm preaching it or shoving it down people's throats, but by my very person, by my priorities, by my friends, by my decisions, it should be evident to whom I belong. Whatever the cost, you will receive your reward. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.